today we get to catch up with His Excellency General the Honourable David Hurley, ACDSC retired. But this is not for a moment of celebration, although there were some moments where His Excellency was impressed with the mood and the people and the uplifting moments as he toured through areas of South Queensland and northern New South Wales, through Brisbane, Noosa, Gympie, Ballina, Woodburn, Lismore, Corakai, Byron and Mullumbimby, and then the Hawkesbury region and Wimsler. His Excellency saw firsthand not just the devastation, but the work of the people trying to get their lives back to normal. And he joins me on the line this morning. Excellency, thanks for joining us on the weekend show. It was a pretty extensive trip, but it started with phone calls to those regions first.
Yes, Simon, good morning. Good morning to all. While the early on in the range, just getting a sense of what was going on and talking to those communities, and we obviously met many of the leaders of those communities in other circumstances. So it's good just to get a feel of what's happening and prepare yourself before you arrive. But frankly, Linda and I have been to about 8 floods in the last 7 years, and you shouldn't compare misery, but this is some terrible sights and scenes. Up in Queensland and New South Wales.
When you see the damage on the television and you see the devastation, it's different to actually being there. I remember in the Brisbane floods, the first thing that struck me was the stench.
That is. There's an emptiness as well. It's funny because people are busy running around trying to do things, but because it's muddy, still, there's a real emptiness in the air or the atmosphere. It's a funny environment. So you get that mix of smell and the sights of people's lives and wet sodden piles on their footpaths. But there's an eeriness to it. I don't know how to explain it, but it does strike you.
You also got to see a lot of varied emotions.
Oh, look, very much so. When you sit down with people who in recovery centres, relief centres, and just spend 5-10 minutes chatting with them and what's happened in their lives and what they're thinking of doing, or are they thinking at all? I mean, some of them are just stunned, particularly those the second time around. They are just finding it very difficult to cope with. But that's important to have those discussions and get that sense. And so you sit at that end, and then the other end of the spectrum, you're sitting with people with just hearts of gold, or walking beside them, and they are, they've come from everywhere. We met a group of SES fellows from Kalbarri in Western Australia. The last time we met them was over when they had a cyclone over there. We went to visit, and they're in Northwestern New South Wales, helping to help clean up and help people get their lives back in order. So it's a roller coaster when you travel around.
The SES volunteers, council members, ADF, many others who were there in formal situations, but then Nisambula Vanaka to those Fijian seasonal workers who just pulled out all efforts.
Well, they're a great bunch. About 40 of them around Casino who said, we are here, we are part of this community, we've got to go out and help. So they divided themselves into two groups. One went after helping elderly people, and others put themselves out in floodwaters, dangerous situations, saving people. They were absolute delight and very humble. Very hard to get them to say, yes, we'd tell us their stories. But lovely man, very nice people.
And was it the presence of Her Excellency Mrs. Linda Hurley that allowed them to burst out into song in one of the businesses there?
They were keyed up, ready to go. I think someone had spoken to them beforehand. They had "You Are My Sunshine," I think, in about 6-part harmony, and then they sang a song, I'm just trying to think of the name of it, "We Will Overcome," but a different version to the one we would traditionally know. which is a song they sang after Cyclone Pam in Fiji when they overcame that. And it was just beautifully done, brought a lot of people to tears.
We're talking with the Governor-General, His Excellency General the Honourable David Hurley, ACDSC, retired. We spoke yesterday to Her Excellency, the Governor of New South Wales, who pointed out work from organisations like the Koori Mail in Lismore, which didn't publish for the first time in 30 years, but they still were out and rebuilding and helping the communities.
They've done a tremendous amount of work for the Indigenous communities and the broader Lismore region up there. Naomi, Ella, Ash. Helped by some others who moved from interstate, Shane Phillips from Tribal Warrior in Sydney there, but done a fantastic job on really not much other than their energy to start with, but vast amount of community support come pouring in. And I think it's been a very powerful demonstration of the capability of the Indigenous people in that region. So my hat off to them.
I would imagine Shane dropped the protocol and just welcomed the Governator to Lismore.
Yeah, we get on quite well. He's a great Australian.
You have a bit of a boxing match every now and then, don't you?
Yes. I was there last Friday morning, I think. Yes, he was. Shane and I go back a long way.
One of the things, Excellency, that we're keen to point out here at the ABC, because it is overwhelming, the generosity of the community. I'm thinking of my plumber buddy who just packed up his apprentice and went up and fixed 31 homes during the week. And he did the right thing, but it's a matter of targeting your generosity, so it's a help, not a hindrance.
Yes, I think it's a very good point, Simon. I know people are extremely generous and they give what they can and they give in kind. But sometimes it'd be better just to ring up some of the organisations involved and say, what do you specifically need?
Yeah.
And more often than not, that can be money. If it's $5, $10, it doesn't really matter what you give because that can be really targeted. Unfortunately, sometimes after these events, communities end up with a lot of goods that they don't really need. And then we'll have another problem. Minor, of course, and you shouldn't take away from people's good heart. But if you can target it, that would be much better.
You've had a pretty intense schedule over the last, since the 5th of March, but you're back up to Brisbane and then the northern New South Wales in the next couple of weeks as well.
That's correct. It's quite sad in a sense. We were planning to go back up to Nimboida, Yuengar area to visit community Brapville communities that were suffered from the bushfires. Now we'll wrap that up with them with floods and other areas we've been to as well, just get a sense of how things are progressing and what issues might still be there.
You mentioned Nimboida. It's a great example of just, and we use the term probably a little lightly, resilience, but hit by bushfire, hit by flood, hit by having the road stopped off, hospitality can't go on. It's you just got to look at those towns and go, how do you do it?
I know. I do. I marvel at, I think we've used the term grit before, grit and determination of these communities and these people. We went to the Lismore floods in 2017 and you're looking at the same shops, the same houses that were hit then and more so now. Out in Hawkesbury, the Windsor area, we were only there virtually to the day 12 months ago for flood. So how these people get themselves up and get out there and just tackle each day as it comes, it's just a full credit to them. It's pretty gutsy, I think.
Excellency, thanks for joining us. Please pass on our greetings to Her Excellency. And I know it's your one day off, so thanks for joining us.
And Simon, just on a lighter moment, when Quentin Long comes in, say hello for me. He's married to my niece.
I know. The nephew-in-law, how else do you think I knew about the Governator?
I won't be talking to him over Christmas drinks again.
There goes the Christmas present for Quentin. Excellency, have a good day off. Thank you.
Thanks, Simon.